Now, the U.S. city of Chicago has been the scene of fresh protests against police brutality and racial profiling. Demonstrators blocked one of the main streets. They're calling for resignation of the mayor, Rahm Emanuel. The rally was part of a series of protests that erupted after Emanuel apologized for the police fatal shooting of a black teen last year. 17-year-old Laquan McDonald was killed after being shot 16 times by a white police officer. A video of the shooting was kept from the public until just last month. That's almost a year. Many protesters say the mayor was complicit in the cover-up. Police brutality has been a heated national debate in the United States over the past few years. And for more on the story, we're joined out of Washington by Colin Campbell, Press TV correspondent. Colin, what more can you tell us about this protest?
Well, right now, police have surrounded the area in Chicago, and protesters say they will continue to keep going until Mayor Rahm Emanuel steps down. Definitely not satisfied with the apology that he gave to the city for the shooting of Laquan McDonald and holding on to that video evidence for about a year. He says that during his apology, he said that the reason why that video was held on to and not relief because it was currently under investigation. But a lot of the protesters aren't buying it, and they say that Rahm Emanuel needs to step down because he's part of the problem, even though he's also missed people on the police force who were connected to that footage and connected to the shooting. Many people believe that the steps need to be taken to make people who are in the higher ranks of the city's department and official business to step down. So they're still going on, and they're going to be going on throughout the night into the weekend. They really want to see significant changes here.
I mean, Colin, there are allegations that hush money was given to the victim's family, that only a court order led to the release of this footage. Now, Colin, we have police brutality, isolated cases of police brutality, but this seems a step deeper as there are allegations of systemic violence and a cover-up by Chicago police. Your thoughts?
Well, when you say isolated, I'm not sure if you mean just in the city of Chicago or just pockets throughout the nation, but I think that, you know, from some of the footage and some of the news stories we've been hearing over the past few years, we can tell that the pockets are rather large, or at least they're, at the very least, multitudinous when it comes to police brutality, especially against people of African-American ancestry or Black Americans, especially Black males. We've seen it from cities from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South. It's not a surprise that this situation with Laquan McDonald came about, but there are other stories like Laquan McDonald. We've seen Tamir Rice, we've seen Freddie Gray, for example. That trial is underway right now. One of the police officers implicated in that case, William Porter, is on trial right now, and five other officers will be going on trial because of the Freddie Gray death. So we've seen this before. It's nothing new. And yes, there was a settlement. There is rumored to be a settlement that was reached with the family because they knew what happened to Laquan McDonald was so egregious that they did not want this this fierce backlash right after it happened. So they did give, from what it's being reported, they did give Laquan McDonald's family some money that kept them quiet for a while. But it is because of journalism and aggressive journalism from a Freedom of Information Act request that this video was released. And now the backlash that the city was trying to avoid, they're facing now because what has happened was so unjust and so egregious that they believe, protesters believe, that people need to be held accountable for this.
Okay, thank you for your reporting there, Colin. It's Colin Campbell, Press TV correspondent, joining us out of Washington.